Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 21st of January, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me. Nice job getting 2021 correct. I still screwed that up. So there you go.
I have been. Mostly it's because I still remember I'm a little bit sad. I can't keep going this. Is 2020. So
right.
That's why.
Yeah, there you go.
Because last year it was a thing. And now it's not. So I wanted to have you here to talk about something that you and I both saw at various CES booths and announcements and things over the last couple of weeks. And that is an interesting evolution in headphones.
Yeah. So, CES is a place where I always expect to see new headphones. So the existence of headphones at this year's CES, despite being virtual, is not news, right?
Right.
And sometimes even the headphones that are announced are not news, right? It's like, okay, so-and-so made a different, slightly upgraded version of their X model. And okay, that's great. You know, yeah. They called it the X Pro now. And it really isn't all that different. Unless you don't own one, then don't buy the old one, buy the new one, right? Like generally, that's
iterative
the headphone story.
Upgrades, yeah.
Very iterative. And, you know, if you don't look carefully or you only looked at one company, you could easily and accurately say the same thing about this year's crop of headphones, right? It's all this iterative stuff. It seems like all this iterative stuff. If you look at the feature list of all these headphones, it's like, okay, you know, over the ear headphones, okay, 50 hours of, you know, playback, you know, speed charging, microphones, you know, now we've got maybe, you know, for wireless headphones, maybe we've got Qi charging on it, like those sorts of things. And they've all got noise canceling, which they've always had. And so it's like, yeah, same as it ever was, except on that last one. And I saved noise canceling for last because that's what I want to talk about. Something that I saw at CES were several manufacturers creating headphones where noise canceling is the first thing they did. For most headphones, in fact, anything that we've used prior, Apple's AirPods might or might not fit into this realm, but in general, noise canceling has been a feature that has been added to headphones. And noise canceling, you know, there's many different ways of doing it. The adaptive noise canceling, where it's truly like active noise canceling, where it's listening with microphones to the outside environment and then compensating for that to bring down the effective noise floor. That's what I'm talking about here. Passive noise canceling, where you've got something that seals your ear either from the outside or from the inside, still works the same way it always has, right? You know, seal the ear and you're done. That's passive noise canceling.
Right.
But this active noise canceling with a microphone, is an interesting thing. And the way it works is it listens to your environment with one or more microphones and then decides what frequencies it needs to send out to you to offset the noise frequencies that are coming in externally. And when you do this in real time and you do it quickly enough, it makes it sound like the noise has been lowered. So
it's
it has
basically
true.
When it works well, it feels like magic. Like you put your headphones on, you get on the plane. Remember planes? You get on the plane and you hit the switch on your noise canceling headphones, and suddenly you can't hear the plane engine anymore. And that's fan. Like it feels like magic the first time you do that. It's amazing. Like wow, I had no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is that it comes at the cost of it is. By nature of your headphones sending this signal to your ears, it gets in the way of the signal that you are sending to them to send to your ears, aka your music or your TV shows or, you know, whatever it is you're using your headphones.
The thing you're listening to.
Using them.
Yeah.
Correct. And so it mucks with the EQ curve because most headphones, at least up until now, have been built with noise canceling as an add-on feature. And so they get the headphones to sound good and then, oh yeah, let's bring noise canceling in because people are going to want that on airplanes and subways. So yes, let's add that. No, great. But then it mucks with what they already did to make them sound great. And in fact, when you're testing headphones, people will like when we're testing headphones, the reviewers' guides that we get often say, make sure to turn off noise canceling so you can hear the headphones as they were intended to sound. And that is the part that has now changed. The first ones that I looked at were JBL came out with two headphones, an in-ear bud kind of thing, true wireless, and an over-the-ear, more traditional headphone in their what they're calling their Tour series, JBL Tour, T-O-U-R series. And the Tour 1 is the over-the-ear one. The Tour Pro Plus is the in-ear one. But they are both built with noise canceling first, and they are built to sound their best when noise canceling is on, not off. And I found this really interesting. Now, I haven't tested the JBLs yet. But when I was talking to him, I was like, okay, this is really interesting, because here's this, you know, lifelong headphone brand. I mean, they're celebrating their 75th anniversary, right? So here's these people that know audio and are respected for their audio products. And now, like, they've taken this back to the beginning and sort of built it from the ground up. The next company I talked with was a company called Nuheara, N-U-H-E-A-R-A, mm-hmm. who makes earbuds, and they are used for listening to music and podcasts and all of those things. But their focus, especially with their IQ Buds, which now are up to IQ Buds 2 or IQ Buds squared. I'm not sure how to read these things. IQ Buds 2 Max.
It's hard to tell. Yeah.
It's hard to tell. Yeah. And so these are in-ear buds that are built with this active noise canceling and calibrate themselves to your ear and do all of this stuff. But mm-hmm. they are more geared towards, they are in addition to being geared towards listening to music, and they're not cheap. They're $399. So these are high quality, you know, high priced earbuds, high end earbuds, we should call them.
Yes.
They are geared towards people who have suffered some level of, you know, moderate or less hearing loss and aren't yet ready to have hearing aids, either because of cost or stigma or both.
Right.
I mean, the stigma is something we hopefully can eradicate, but it's still something that exists. Mm-hmm. And these are built to be hearing assistants for you in addition to your music and that sort of thing. So maybe bridging the gap between earbuds and hearing aids, because let's face it, the technology used in them is remarkably similar, if not exactly sure. the same. So, and you know, then, and
well, bringing those up ahead. Is interesting to me because, first of all, like, I remember, like, off air, we talked about these because the thing that I thought was interesting about them was, I think there's a huge number of people who are in that valley between, I can hear just fine. You know, I hear your phone ringing no matter where it is in the house. And, I can't hear my phone ring if it's in my pocket. Like I'm not right. quite to the point where I need hearing aids, but I definitely need something more than my ears right now. And
yeah,
and I'm hopeful that something like this can help with the stigma piece of it. Like, if people are just going around with something in their ear all the time, maybe it won't be as big a deal. So
it just won't be.
That's
yeah.
That's the thing right. that I'm looking forward to with these. So I want you to go ahead, but like, I want to also point out something that I thought was really interesting overall about them when you're done.
Okay, sure. well, I wanted to talk about the third set of headphones that I saw, because I've actually been able to test these.
Okay, cool.
One downside of virtual CES is that I don't get to travel and meet people and actually touch and hear the things that they are
Here,
showing
check
us.
Them
I
out.
Just get to see yeah. them over Zoom. Right. But Anker, via their brand Soundcore. So you may know Anker is the people that make charging cables and charger blocks and those sorts of things. They've got a couple of different
you
brands
know them
because
they
arsenal.
Make $10 charging cables yeah. and they make $20 batteries. This is that company. Yeah.
So that's an important point, because that carries over to their headphones. Their audio products are all in a brand that they call Soundcore, uh-huh. but it is an Anker company, and they're built with the same ideas as the $10 charging cables and the $20 bricks, which you'd normally pay $25 or $54 from Apple or something like that. And that is that they figure out how to go about making high quality, durable products at lower price points. I liken them to Monoprice, right? Because Monoprice mm-hmm. is a similar thing. Monoprice has a much wider product catalog, but they do the same kind of thing. They reverse engineer the way things are built mm-hmm. and figure out what the important parts are and mm-hmm. buy those, and then figure out how to build the rest of it with lower priced parts so that they can offer lower priced products. And so the Soundcore Liberty Air 2 Pro are the earbuds that Soundcore released this month at CES. Okay. They are in-ear, true wireless in-ear buds, very similar in shape to Apple's AirPods Pro. They have a stem on them.
Okay.
But they come with 9 different tip fits.
Dang.
So getting them to fit in your ears is doable. I have trouble with AirPods Pro. I'm fine mm-hmm. with AirPods, but AirPods Pro and other stem ones, including prior versions of the Liberties from Soundcore, would not stay in my ears. These will. So, and it's because you figure out which size fits for each ear. And your ears are different sizes, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid of that. But they too have started with this active noise canceling at the start. These are built to sound their best with noise canceling on. They also have what they call Hear ID personalized EQ, which, similar to the new Hero ones, has an app that takes you through and gives you a hearing test. I was going to say that gives you something similar to a hearing test. No, it gives you a hearing test. Like, it plays frequencies at different volume levels, and you tell the app whether you can hear it or not. And from there, don't lie, because no one knows but you and the app. So right. the data isn't shared. As long as you tell it the truth, it will build you an EQ profile so that you are hearing everything as though your hearing was perfect and the EQ was flat. Now, you may hear that and say, oh my gosh, I'm not used to, I want less high end. That's too much for me. And that's because you've gotten used to hearing less high end. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Right. You can go and tweak their personalized EQ for that's your awesome. Preference after the fact. These things come with, like I said, the earbuds, the 9 tips or whatever in the thing. You get 7 hours of playback from a single charge, and then the case will do that times 3 more times. So okay. you're getting whatever 26 to 28 hours. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
And the case in and of itself is a Qi chargeable case. So you just throw it on your Qi pad and it charges up. Mm-hmm. $130. Not $130 Dang. For the case, unless you say it's $130 for the case and they throw in the earbuds for free. But these things sound really good. And part of the reason they sound good is they use a hybrid driver approach. Well, a hybrid approach to getting the sound to your ears. They use a dynamic driver for the low end sound. So like a speaker for mm-hmm. the low end sound, and then a balanced armature for the higher end, the more articulate stuff that needs to come out. And they floated the armature inside the driver so that the driver moving doesn't mess with the way the armature works, which okay. is a thing that can happen if you get a hybrid set and it gets weird and muddy in the mid range. And these do not. I'm, like I said, I've tested them and they're fantastic.
And yeah, like, so for people who don't know, Dave listens to like all the things on all the devices and is not afraid to pay for something if it's the right tool for the job. And so like, Dave owns what would be for most people exorbitantly expensive headphones. I'm just going to point that out.
I didn't buy any AirPods Pro Max because I can't see where that price makes sense. But
it's not the right tool for the job for you. Like, right, yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's not the right tool for the job for you. And you have no problem paying for the right tool for the job. So because totally. Because sometimes your job includes music and listening and audio at a pro level.
Oh yeah,
you have those tools.
I've got a set of earphones upstairs that are $3,500 in-ear earphones.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they aren't the right tool for every job, to Correct. Be fair, right? They aren't thing because they cost $3,500.
Yeah. Right. So there is that. So that's part of why I thought that these were really interesting and that you liked them, because you had mentioned that these were ones that you enjoyed. But also, a thing that I noticed in all of these, like overall, one of the things that I thought was interesting from everybody is that there used to be, you could turn on the noise canceling or not. And you could have, you know, noise canceling headphones or regular headphones. And that would be that. And that was it. Like your Boses that everybody remembers from airplane. Again, remember airplanes? The Bose, the big over ear Bose headphones that everybody remembers from airplanes. Like, that was their deal. They were noise canceling or not noise canceling. And those were your two choices. And then Apple came out with AirPods Pro, which had this transparency mode where those same microphones that were calculating your background noise in order to send countermeasures to your ears so that you didn't hear that stuff. Those same microphones could be used to help you hear what was going on around you in case you needed situational awareness in certain instances. So you could turn that on. And so what I've seen in the last 12, maybe 18 months is other headphones offering the same sort of thing, but also levels of noise canceling. That was a thing that stood out to me this year as a feature a lot of people were adding as like, here's why you want the new headphones, was you can have a little bit of noise canceling, or I don't care if the room behind me is on fire, I will not hear it, noise canceling. Like, you could go everywhere in between. And it was an interesting thing to see that people had picked up on how useful that would be and then been able to build some iteration of that into their own stuff, but also giving you the option of, you know, a little bit like, I've got, you know, I'm getting on a plane or I'm going to be on the subway or something, and that low background noise I just want to block out. You can do that, but not lose the rest of the world quite as much. And so I thought that was a pretty interesting thing. And I think another one that you mentioned was
all of these have that. Mm-hmm. They have that. Now, to be fair, Apple was not first with this, although it makes perfect sense to give them credit for it because they really are the ones that brought it into the mainstream. And that's a typical thing that happens with Apple. They've implemented a very functional, easy to understand version of what they're calling transparency mode, and now suddenly everybody's paying attention. But like JBL has had their ambient aware system for at least 6 years, because I know it was 8 years ago that Chris Dragon that JBL almost got killed on his bicycle and came up with the idea that's at the core of the patent for ambient aware. So there for a while. There is that. Yeah. But it and all of these have that and in a configurable way. So like even including the $130, Soundcore ones from Anchor, they have this transparency, adjustable transparency, and adjustable to like, I'm outdoors, I'm indoors on a plane, I'm indoors in, you know, like a grocery store, like different levels of things. So cool.
It's really nice that sort of got democratized, you know, like you said, like Apple wasn't first, but they may have been the first time a lot of people knew that was an option, because Apple did kind of make a big deal about it when the Pros came out, was like, and you can also hear the stuff around you. So just because you've sealed your ear up nicely with these noise canceling headphones that only really noise cancel because they can get a good seal inside your ear, you can still hear what's going on outside around you. Like, it's cool. And I think for a lot, I was a person, for example, who didn't realize that was an option that you could get in noise canceling headphones, that it was even like a possibility that those same microphones could just help you hear outside and not add the other stuff to it. So that was the part that was interesting to me. If you have questions about these, if you want to find out more about them, you can always get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or comments in the show notes. So Dave, thanks so much for coming by to talk headphones with me.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about this stuff. This is great.
I know. I always like talking about headphones because occasionally I'm in the market for a pair, or Mr. Kelly will be in the market for a pair. And it gives me a lot of information to take forward and figure out what they actually should be. So next time I feel like I really need a pair of AirPod Pros, I will have you back on the show to tell me about why all the other ones are better, so I don't all often buy a pair.
There you go.
So thanks so much. Dave, as I said, thanks for being here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.